Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is Red Men Daily News, live again, 12:30 every weekday. You know we're here. We're sponsored by Unibet once again. So once we're done here, if you want more transfer news, click the link in the description, click the link in the top pinned comment, and go and check out Unibet's blog. They've got loads of great stuff over there. Gareth Roberts, Ross Chanley is also a writer over there now. It's been brilliant. We looked at that a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, thank you to Unibet for sponsoring. Do support them as they support us by clicking that link and going and checking out their blog. So we'll start with the big news, and the big news is this: Ross Chanley, Philippe Coutinho approves of Liverpool loan transfer. Now, this is on the Mirror, and they're reporting it, and it's saying Coutinho's been linked with Man United, but said he's keen on an offer from Liverpool to take him on loan. If we dig a little bit deeper, we can see that Coutinho has apparently given his approval to a sensational offer from Liverpool to take him on loan from Barcelona, according to reports. Those reports are actually in Calcio Mercato, and you can see it here. It's a lovely translated website. Liverpool, exclusive, a concrete attempt to return Coutinho. Now, this does sound concrete. What I'm a little bit concerned about is that the journalist has covered his face with a Lego man's head.
Yeah.
I can't imagine any of our nationals in England doing this. I might be wrong. That might not be the journalist's real face.
Might be starting a trend.
But it's interesting, nonetheless. I thought it was just a little point of note. So this may or may not be the journalist who is reporting it. I think that's quite funny. I hope you do too. For the Brazilian playmaker leaving Barcelona, there's also talk of a possible landing at PSG in the Neymar business. Calcio Mercato, Liverpool, Coutinho. There's your tag words. Coutinho is leaving Barcelona and, as is known, could end up at PSG in the Neymar affair. Speaking of sensational returns for the Brazilian former playmaker, but also Liverpool. So Inter Milan and Liverpool are supposed to be interested. In an exclusive interview by Calcio Mercato, the Reds are trying in a concrete manner to take back the prodigal son who exploded at the highest levels just at Anfield Road after a brief apprenticeship in Europe with Inter Milan and Espanyol. Coutinho, however, has already given his approval on the return just a year and a half later in the club that won the Champions League to work again with Klopp. For now, the British have put on the table a two-year loan proposal with purchase options set at £88 million. The offer seems at the moment does not attract the Blaugrana very much, evidently more likely to sell the class of 92 outright, or any case to use it as a pawn to embrace compatriot Neymar. So my first thing is, when I heard class of 92, I was thinking Man United. Phil Coutinho was born in 1992, so he's probably the class of 92 in this instance. So the offer at the moment does not attract Barcelona very much. They're more likely to sell Coutinho outright, or in any case use him as a pawn, as a pawn to embrace compatriot Neymar. So they are reporting that Liverpool have put a two-year loan bid in with a purchase option of £88 million at the end. Now, Ross, I say this to you. Phil Coutinho, I think, is 27 years old.
Yeah.
That would mean we get him on loan for 2 years and then buy a 29-year-old for £88 million. Does that sound like something we'd do?
No, it's not FSG at all, is it? Maybe two-year loan deal and then give him back once we've used him. But, you know, even that doesn't sound like Liverpool or Klopp would do, because he doesn't like using players for a short period and giving them back because it's pointless. You don't improve your team, and then obviously there's no sound value for us. So from a business point of view, there's no point. It's just, I think it's all come about because obviously Griezmann's gone to Barcelona, and obviously you want to get rid of him.
Did that get done?
Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Okay, so what did they pay?
120.
So they got away with paying £60 million less? Sounds okay.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it? And obviously, there's the Neymar rumours as well, but it doesn't strike to me at Liverpool at all would do this, and if they were going to, even £88 million, like you said, for a 29-year-old. He doesn't do that.
Okay.
The other thing as well is the way it's worded that he approves it. How very thoughtful of him. The guy who used his own money to leave the club has now approved a deal so we can borrow him for 2 years and then buy him. Thanks, mate.
2-2. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate on this one. And it's not to say that I believe this story or anything, but I think it's an interesting point to put to you, Ross. We said there, and I agree with you, it's not, it doesn't sound very FSG to then loan someone for 2 years and then spend 90 million essentially on a lad that's 29. But we bought Virgil van Dijk a year and a half ago for £75 million. Now, if you were to lock in that £88 million now, with the way the transfer market is going, in 2 years' time, like we're a year and a half removed from Virgil van Dijk being the record-breaking centre-half, and Harry Maguire is going for nearly 90. Okay.
Yeah.
So if Liverpool then bought a 29-year-old who is at the top of his game for £90 million when the market value for someone in 2 years' time could be 150 to 200 million.
Yeah.
Could that be FSG?
Potentially, when you put it like that, yeah. The other thing that doesn't strike me is Klopp doesn't like working with people that he's worked with before. So I think it's, like, we were linked with loads of Dortmund players and stuff like that a couple of years ago. He's like, oh, I'm not interested. And, you know, I think the team might have burnt his bridges, you know, with the way that he left. That's why I think I instantly dismiss any Coutinho stuff straight away. And then to add to that, maybe you're right, maybe £18 million would be a bargain in 2 years' time. But why not just do it now? Why don't we pay £18 million now? And what's the point in loaning for 2 years then to go and do that?
It's a good point, unless we're planning some kind of Rafa Benitez Napoli loan thing where we just pull out at the end of the 2 years and we rinse them.
Oh, Michael Edwards.
So we end up selling him for like 150 million quid, loan the guy back a year later, loan him for 2 years, don't pay a bean.
That sounds more FSG and Michael Edwards than actually paying him more the ball for that.
So there we go. Let us know your thoughts on that one in the comment section. While you're here, subscribe to Red Men News. It's our new news channel. I need to expand my vocabulary and work out another word for new. Everyone's struggling, not just me. Great. Literally, Tom's like, and Ross, you can see as well. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section. Klopp, delighted this final Liverpool decision on Mignolet is agreed. Videos out over on normal Red Men TV's YouTube. Jürgen Klopp talking after the game from Bradford. In fact, Tom asked him a question at the end of that video. Really good video. He's talking about Simon Mignolet. See, we've not spoken the last couple of weeks, but over the last few months and year, we've spoken a lot. He talks about how Liverpool want two number ones at the football club. I thought that was really clever, the way that he used those words rather than say a number two and a number one. He said two number ones. Simon Mignolet is one of them. Club of Liverpool size need that. It looks like Mignolet will be staying, and that's probably a good thing, especially with all the injuries to all the goalkeepers at our club at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's good news. He does really well to keep everyone happy, doesn't he? And he says two number ones. It's clear he's number two, isn't he? He knows that. He's fully aware. But to have someone who's more than happy to sit on the bench for most of the games, maybe play the domestic cups, to keep him happy. And, you know, I get everyone doesn't like his style of play. You know, he's a shot stopper. He's not a sweep keeper like Alisson is. Well, you don't need that for every game, really, do you? If you know his experiences at club, he knows everyone else. He can still improve as well. I think we always think that people can't improve or people can't adapt and stuff. If he's willing to do that, and, you know, this might come out in 6 months' time, and he hasn't adapted, and I look at tip or whatever, you know, he can do that, can't he? So why go into the market and spend loads of money, okay, it's not our money, on someone that you're taking a risk on? You've got someone who's got Premier League experience, he's solid.
I think Mignolet, he's around 31 years old, isn't he? So, you know, he's approaching the peak years of a goalkeeper, to be fair. In another year time, he'll be 32. He's still probably got 8 years left at the top of his game, give or take. We've obviously got Grabara and Keller, who are two young hotshot goalkeepers in the ranks. Keep him around for another year, maybe let him go at the end of the season when you know that the two below are ready to take the step up, and then the progression plan moves from there.
The problem with that is, well, it's really difficult to get someone in and say, absolutely, listen, you're going to play second fiddle to Alisson. A lot of keepers don't want that, who are at the prime.
Absolutely. And Lallana could be more like Chelsea's Jorginho. So it came out of the back of the Bradford game. Again, you can see that video over on the Red Men TV's normal YouTube channel. Jürgen Klopp talks about Adam Lallana, and he talks about that number six role, and, you know, I'll read some of it here. Adam's the kind of player who can play that, and he enjoys the Jorginho role, which is exactly what Klopp said. It's about getting Adam rhythm, bringing him in early and doing things he is naturally good at. Small spaces, passing the ball, then from time to time offering runs in behind as well. Together with Millie, that is possible for us. It's another option. I find it quite interesting that it was brought up after the Bradford game and made a big story out of, because he played that role in the Tranmere game as well. And, you know, me and Tom were talking about it, and me and Matt Ladston from This Is Anfield at the game on Thursday night last week. We were talking about how it was a strange thing, but maybe it's because he's done it twice that people are starting to talk about it. For me, I'll be honest, I don't think it suits him. I think, you know, when you compare him to Fabinho, no, not a chance.
It's a big drop off that, isn't it?
But I get what Klopp's saying. You know, he is good in small spaces. He loves those Lallana turns. I think he's probably racked up about 80 in the two games he's played so far this season. It's pretty impressive. Do you really think we'll see Lallana there in the season?
Potentially, that's what I was saying before about people adapting and changing. You know, if you move someone around, and Jurgen Klopp's really good at doing this as well. You know, we saw, say, Van Alden came in, was a wide player. You know, you can now play six or you can play the eight. He's moved Henson around to adapt. And why can't you do it with Adam Lallana? I get he's had loads of injuries, which is why people are annoyed, and rightly so. And it's bored a lot of piss, this. And I don't think he's going to start ahead of Fabinho. I think it's going to be, like, again, domestic club substitution appearances of... You know, Adam Lallana's staying at the club, but he's not going to play a significant role. He's getting on. He's going to be a squad player, and we need players for...
Maybe it's just making these squad players more versatile, yeah. And stuff then, yeah, okay. So we'll move on to the next one.
Well, I was just going to say, I think he's just talking about pre-season there, in terms of getting just, the rhythm and stuff like that, in terms of that six role, is just for pre-season and facilitating the front players.
Okay, that makes sense. So we're just getting him some game time and getting him up to match fitness while he can. That makes sense. I'll whiz through a couple of stories, Ross. Liverpool and Tottenham in transfer updates after Danny Olmo agent issues buying update. Liverpool and Tottenham handed a transfer update in the chase for Danny Olmo after his agent seemed to urge his client towards Bayern Munich. It looks like Liverpool are out of this one. I hadn't heard anything about it until today. Anyway, if I'm honest, Sadio Mane is set to miss Norwich. Liverpool start the Premier League season without Sadio Mane, probably. Mane, who's last season's joint top scorer, is likely to miss the Norwich match. Obviously, Senegal have booked their place in the African Cup of Nations final against Algeria. AFCON final is scheduled for the 19th of July, which is only 3 weeks before the start of the Premier League season. We believe he had a week holiday after the Champions League. He's probably owed at least another two. So it's likely that he'll come back into training maybe the week of the game, but highly unlikely that he'll actually start. And that is a little bit disappointing. But again, feeds into it. You know, we want the young players fighting as hard as they can for these places in pre-season so that they can. There's a spot up for grabs against Norwich. Liverpool, Arsenal, Manchester United chasing Fedor Chalov, transfer from CSKA Moscow. Now, this is interesting. This is a striker who's got a really good reputation, loads of big clubs interested. £20 million is the asking price, probably. Arsenal, City, Tottenham, Manchester United, as well as Liverpool, all interested. Now, this is a signing that I don't know anything about the player, I'll be perfectly honest with you. Yeah. But a signing that I could see Liverpool going for, because we do need some kind of striking option. It's whether he'll want to sit on the bench, because I think it goes on to say in this article that, you know, the immovable objects of Salah, Mane and Firmino would make it difficult, and Fedor Chalov wants first team football.
Yeah, and I think that comes back to Jurgen Klopp, you know, convincing people that they're going to get some game time. You know, we spoke about this quite a lot of, you know, we want domestic cup runs. There's no doubt that the squad will want that as well. And, you know, take into account, we've said this loads as well, we've been dead lucky with injuries to Mane and Salah. If, say, Mane doesn't get his recovery time in between AFCON and start of the season, you know, he's going to get an injury. So, you know, there's people there that can step into his shoes. And then I think you increase competitiveness within the side. So Brewster should be eyeing up that spot for Mane against Norwich. But have someone else to go and push him as well.
Absolutely. So Chalov, a little bit about him. He was the top scorer in the Russian Premier League last season with 15 goals. He also weighed in with 7 assists. That's pretty decent. Klopp issues new left-back transfer update. He's not really ruled anything out, to be perfectly honest. I think at the moment he said, look, Milner's played there. We've got the young lads coming through. But we're not, definitely not. He's not 100% saying we're not going to sign someone, basically, isn't he? So no idea really what he's going to do with the left back.
That's quite clever though, because I think, you know, if you're in pre-season, you're one of those youngsters, and he's saying that, that keeps him on the toes, doesn't it? Thinking, absolutely. Well, if I don't step up here, you know, I could be out of a start.
And the poor youngster Arroyo is to miss the USA Tour with a broken foot. Now, this is apparently going to be gutting for him because he was due to go on. It looks like he's going to have 6 weeks out. The interesting thing about this article, which is from Neil Jones from goal.com, is that there is a new face in Klopp's squad, Saitad, at least they're supposed to be. Andy Lonergan is drafted in to train with the Reds on tour, a 35-year-old goalkeeper formerly of Middlesbrough. Klopp's keeping options have been damaged by injuries to young duo Kellerer and Jaros. The 35-year-old Lonergan, a free agent, has been released by Middlesbrough last month, has been given a chance to train with the club. Looks like I'd guess that this one would be literally just come over for the tour, we'll pay for your jolly, and if we need you, we'll use you. So we'll get into some of the comments then. Let's start it off, if you could please, Tom, on the very first story, which is about Phil Coutinho.
Yeah, the American Copite says, unless he's down to spend a year coming off the bench, showing he actually wants to bleed for a badge and not just a glory-chasing snake, then I'll take him. But he's not starting at all.
Yeah, interesting. Our midfield options are pretty full at the minute, aren't they? You think Adam Lallana's going to come back and start, Chamberlain to come back and start as well. You know, he can play wide out left as well, which I think is that Mane role, you got covered for that as well. But like I said, I think he's burnt his bridges at Liverpool and with a lot of fans in the way that he did leave.
Yeah.
And he certainly pissed me off, the fact that he had his transfer request in the day before the season started. We still haven't got over that. But then again, you know, everyone's been screaming out for a creative midfielder to, you know, break down those draws that we got last season and turn those draws into wins. So, you know, there's arguments for both sides, I think, isn't there?
I must admit, the more that I sort of ponder this one, the more I'm thinking, get him back. Like, just, he's a fucking world-class player.
Yeah.
And I get it, you know, it's for Jürgen to reintegrate him into the squad, but having someone who can play in attacking midfield or having someone who can cover Mane, who is of the same level as the likes of Sadio Mane and Mo Salah, all would be forgiven if he came back in and stuck 15 goals away this season. You know what I mean?
I'd always wonder if he gets into one season and then does the same thing again. Of going on.
I can't imagine he'd have the balls to do it again, quite honestly, because I understood why.
He'd have the balls to do it once.
No, though. But I understood why he wanted to do it to Barcelona. Okay. But he ain't going to go back to Barcelona. And even if, like, Real Madrid, for example, came in, he'd be like, oh, I've done that and it didn't work well and I'm potentially I could be loved here. I don't know, the more I think about it, the more I think if Liverpool can do a deal and get a good deal on it, I would happily welcome Phil Coutinho back.
How much you pay for him?
70. Okay. And 70 is a lot of money, but it's not my money, you know what I mean? So have you got another one for us, Tom?
Yeah, on Simon Mignolet. Joshua says, he's a good character to have in the dressing room. I'd be happy for him to stay. A lot of people have echoed that sentiment that he's been good this season in terms of behind the scenes.
Yeah, again, Rabadam says, Mignolet is a fine second keeper. It's the first choice he gives me on Gina and a clenched butthole, but as number two, he's great. Echoing the thoughts of every Liverpool fan from around the world there. Hammer, nail, head. So there we go. Mignolet's a top professional, says JR6. I'd have Coutinho back tomorrow, could make the difference. Don't understand the fume, says Andrew. Just Andrew. Any more, mate?
I've got another one about Barcelona.
Go ahead.
Advenco, he says, haha, he left Liverpool because he wanted to join Barcelona and now he wants to come back. I'd definitely take him, but this just shows that the grass is not always greener on the other side.
It's right, isn't it? And I think, you know, that's kind of what I was trying to say a minute ago. I think he'd be obviously disappointed massively with how it ended up at Barcelona, you know, looking like a make weight in a Neymar deal again, or going back to Liverpool. I mean, going back to the European champions probably sounds pretty good to him about now, in a side that, you know, he'd have to fight for his place. I think we might, if we were to sign him, we might even see a better version of Phil Coutinho. So there you go. That has been Daily News once again. Don't forget to like this video, subscribe, leave us your thoughts on anything we've discussed, and click that notification bell. We'll see you tomorrow, back again at 12:30 with another Daily News show. Thanks very much for watching. We'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.